Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. Where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Watch where you go. Remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man.
Hello. Hello, hello. Joe. Hey, are you there now, Joe? Hello. Okay, we seem to be having some technical difficulties here. So hang in there with us for a bit. As I was saying, it's a beautiful day here in Texas. Enjoying the 4th of July. Got to catch the parade today and the president's speech. I thought it was awesome. I don't think there's anything in that speech anybody can complain about. And I kind of find it amusing that the left didn't have any problems with it.
Hey, I'm here. Sorry about that. I didn't know I had tech issues. So I'm here and everything. Happy 4th of July, brother. Welcome back. We've been off the air for about 2 weeks. I had to recoup after that rally, man. It takes a lot out of you mentally and physically. You know?
I hear you, man.
I tell you. But wasn't that parade today? Wasn't that awesome to celebrate America and everything,
I thought it was awesome, man. As I was just saying there a minute ago, I don't know whether it got out or not, but I thought it was awesome.
I can barely hear you, brother. I can barely hear you. You're muffling out.
I thought it was an awesome parade. I thought the president gave a great speech. I don't see how there was anything in there anybody could complain about.
The liberals did. Liberals were complaining like crazy, but of course that's what they do, you know, and... But, oh, yeah, I was proud of that. We haven't had anything like that since probably Kennedy, you were saying, you know.
Well, yeah, Kennedy did them. Eisenhower did them. I don't remember if Reagan did them or not, but it would behoove the Democrats to remember when Kennedy did it. There was tons of tanks, marching soldiers, even missiles being rolled through there. So, you know.
Right.
It's funny how the times change and stuff like that.
But I tell you, it's changing for the good, you know.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job. I thought it was a great speech. Amazed by the turnout there. The turnout was awesome. Mm-hmm. Bad weather and everything. You know, that's something. Of course, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC,
CNN. They were saying it was a small turnout, and I was laughing. You know, like, wow,
that's
a huge... Look like the 2016 inauguration.
that's what they do. That's what they do. They can't. They can't. You know, they just can't accept the fact of what's happening here in the U.S. now.
Oh yeah.
And like I said, I don't.
Well, Facebook was blocking all the feeds out. It was bad because Facebook is blocking all the live feeds out, and I finally found one. And I got a hot time diamond and silk seed and everything, and they actually kicked me off there a couple times, and I got back on. and stuff. But, you know, the left is trying really hard to snuff everything out, you know.
Well, they don't want the few believers that they have, they don't want them to see what's actually happening here because they have lit. Well, let me rephrase that, Joseph. It appears that they have really destroyed themselves as being part of this conspiracy to cause the game to harm. And there's no way for them to back out of that and turn
well, that should tell you.
I mean, they went all in on this conspiracy, this coup d'etat against the sitting president of the U.S. They went all in, and there's no place left for them to go. You know what I mean?
Yep. And, you know, what's sad is that, you know, this should let all the liberals know, all those people who were there, that's how many is going to turn out to vote, because I can guarantee you, it's bigger than that. And when it comes to 2020 elections, that's what they're afraid of, you know. But I did hear where Cory Booker got arrested today.
Oh, I had heard that.
Yeah, he got
arrested
for sneaking in the illegals the other day. And they said that he was going to get arrested today.
I heard he did something like that, that he escorted some illegals across the border. They actually arrested him today.
Yeah, they actually arrested him. I confirmed it.
I haven't seen any stories on that or anything.
Yeah, actually, I tagged you in it today and everything. I didn't think they was going to go through with it, but they did. You know, and everything. Well, but here's the thing, everybody. I want to tell you something. What you all been seeing on the news and everything about these immigration camps and stuff, they're not what AOC and the Democrats are saying, okay? I have friends that's been in there. My friend Anthony's been down there and everything. And, we've had Candace Owens went down there, pastors went down there. And those places are clean. And they're not drinking out of toilet water, okay? That's just not even Border Patrol agents would be that cruel. So, you know, that's all bogus bullshit.
Well, yeah, of course it is, you know. And like I said, and what they won't tell you and stuff like this all started with Clinton. It continued on through Bush. It continued on through 8 years of Obama. This is nothing new that's what's been going on down there. This has been the law. As a matter of fact, a law that was passed by the Democrats.
Yeah. It's making me mad also because you're saying this is a concentration camp. It's like the Nazis. No, the Nazi concentration camps are way worse than that. A hell of a lot worse. But there's nothing bad about that. Border Patrol camps because, you know, they overflooded us. Look, what do you expect? They were flooded. It. What do you expect? It's not a Motel 6.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, and this goes right back to, you know, I've talked about this on the show for 3-4 years now, Joseph. And that goes right down to what they've done to our education system. People do not even know what a concentration camp is. Most people don't even believe the Holocaust happened.
Oh, I know. Okay. I know. I was reading, reports and stuff the last couple of weeks. My gosh. I mean, these kids, they're mindless, bro. They are mindless.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's bad out there and stuff. But I tell you what, Josie, if you don't mind, I want to take a minute. I want to share a history lesson with our listeners tonight, okay?
Go ahead, Bruce. Go ahead.
About 5 minutes.
You're
okay.
Muffling again. You're muffling on the phone again.
Okay. A little bit before this day in history, 243 years ago, okay, three men showed up at Ben Franklin's house. John Hancock, Samuel Adams and John Adams. All right.
Yep.
They showed up at Ben Franklin's house, and they were going to talk to him about creating a document. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ben Franklin's intelligence and wisdom was known all around, being a great, intelligent man, well-spoken,
mm-hmm.
and he was also known for having affinity for drink and women of flexible morals.
Right.
So anyway, they went in and met with him, and they asked him, and Ben asked him, well, what is it that you want? And these men sat down and said, well, we want to be able to own our land. We don't want to lose our lands and our businesses at the whim of a tyrannical king and ruler.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to work, worship, and pursue our lives as free men, unencumbered by the rules set forth by a ruling class.
Right. In other words, they wanted all men. Go ahead. I was going to say, in other words, they wanted all men to be created equal and treated equal.
They did not want their earnings taken by the ruling class,
mm-hmm.
and being allowed to keep what the government or their ruling class king at the time thought it was. So
mm-hmm.
they put their heads together. They sat down. And they wrote the greatest breakup letter in the world, which came to be known
mm-hmm.
as our Declaration of Independence. Okay.
Right.
Now, once that came out, it was signed. And, you know, sometimes I think American people think that, oh, my God, all of America was behind this. It was one big whoopah party and everybody wanted freedom. And that's not the case at all. People,
mm-hmm.
you've got to understand that the majority of the colonists, soon to be the American people, did nothing. You had your British loyalists who were loyal
mm-hmm.
to the crown. You had your Continental Congress, which was pretty much we have now in D.C., the
mm-hmm.
establishment that just wanted the status quo. All right? They weren't elected.
Mm-hmm.
They were appointed. They had their lands, they had their money, and gave a false sense that what the American people, and what the English
mm-hmm.
subjects at the time thought mattered, when it didn't
right.
at all. Okay? So
mm-hmm.
anyway, Samuel Adams just literally taught hell at the Second Continental Congress. They called
mm-hmm.
him and his militia a band of thugs and thieves. He was talked down to. They did not like him.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God there were a handful of men that were willing to put their fortunes, their lives, everything they had on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And those handful of men with militia and a few Indians beat the world's greatest army and navy at that time. And America
yep.
was born. Okay? Now, look here,
mm-hmm.
people. This is the part I really want you to grasp. Or pay attention. Listen closely. Here we are, 243 years later, and we have come full circle. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We are right back where Sam and John and John Hancock were. Okay?
Right.
The same spot. We're sitting here. We have a tyrannical government that spies and listens to everything we do, that the masses
mm-hmm.
approved of for the sake of a false sense of security, of promised security and safety.
Mm-hmm.
All right? The government cannot do that to you. We are now taxed to death, just as unrepresented, because if you think those people in Washington, D.C. represent you, you are stupid, all right? You have
right.
the exact same thing going on. You have a government telling you what you're worthy, what you can keep. You have
exactly.
You
it's supposed
longer,
to be us. And it's supposed to be us
no
telling
longer,
the government what to do, you know? That's what it's
and,
about.
And
we're supposed to tell them, not going to tell us.
You're no longer free. You're no longer free to pursue your life as you want to. There are over 4,000 just federal laws. Now, that's not talking about your state and local and all that kind of bullshit. That absolutely are there to do nothing but except to tell you how you're going to act, what you can and can't do. You are taxed by the federal government. You are taxed by your state government. You are taxed by your local government. Oh, and the land ownership fund, that shit's long gone, all right? You may pay off the banksters, but after you pay off the banksters, you then...
They still own your ass. They still own you.
You then rent what you like to call your land. You rent that from the government. And don't sit there and say, oh, that's not true. Don't pay
taxes. I can give a good example. Go ahead.
And let me tell you right now. They even tax you when you die now. Okay? The death tax. Your children don't deserve you. Children and their children don't deserve what you achieve, what you earned to give them a better life. No, you don't. Going to take our cut out of that after you've already paid taxes on it all your life. Okay? And then, this goes on and on. So if you really want to be honest with yourself, America, we are now in worse shape than we were in 1775. All right? We are in worse shape now than we did. We are less free than we were under the rule of King George. That is a fact. It's a hard pill to swallow. All right.
I can agree with that because even though my car's paid for, I still pay taxes on it.
Oh yeah, I mean that's your land, your house, everything. And let me explain this to you. You know, what are you going to do about it, America? What are you going to do when your grandchildren ask you, what was freedom, Grandpa? What happened to freedom? What are you going to do sit there and tell them, well, I voted? Really? America, today should be a wake-up call. I hope you're listening. Thus ends today's history lesson.
Well, you know, we've been telling it, Russell, for the last couple of years now, and trying to wake people up. A lot of people are waking up, you know, because shows like us, they're probably getting through to people and everything. But, you know, there's still some got their heads in the sand, you know, not wanting to really see what's going on. And today, you know, seeing all these comments from the liberals and stuff, you know, it's like, wow, these guys really want their freedoms taken away, you know, and stuff. But... like Russell was saying, you know, America is this. When are you going to take a stand and join? Because we got, the fight's almost here. It's getting closer and closer. So what is it you going to do, America?
Well, actually, the fight is here, Joseph. I mean, it is already begun. It's been going on for
years. True.
And if you're really paying attention, the violence is picking up too. Antifa up there in the north and in the west and stuff like that. Even some of the government tell the police to stand down and let somebody just get the shit beat out of them.
They're saying that us, that the actual Americans who are fighting, they're saying we are radical and we're the ones that are violent. But look at this, guys. Antifa and all them, look at what they're doing. They're the ones that are creating the violence. And they say we don't have a right to defend ourselves. They don't want us to defend ourselves. But yet when we did defend ourselves out there in the streets and stuff, you know, you can't win. You know?
Well, and that's the way our government is right now. Okay? Mm-hmm. You have to accept that. What happened to these anti-Antifa people that beat these people? Nothing. The cops didn't even step in. There are no repercussions for the socialists and the communists. And this is all And this is all Democrat sponsored. And let's not forget the Republicans sitting there very quietly with their hands crossed, allowing it to happen, because you do not rock the boat. Because I've said this a thousand times, the corrupt. Why do you think Clinton's not in jail? Why do you think Comey hasn't been arrested? Why do you think Mueller's still running around? Brennan's still running around?
Why do you think Nancy Pelosi's doing what she's doing?
The answer is simple, America. The answer is very simple. They will not indict these people because they don't want their own crimes exposed. And the Republicans
actually,
are
in a way, Russell, their crimes have been exposed. It's been exposed. They just don't care because they know nobody's going to do anything about it.
Well, yeah, and they won't stand up for the rule of law because they know if Clinton goes down, she's already said she's taking half of D.C. with her. How many people?
Yeah.
And the next person that goes, it's the Democrats, and I'm going to slap the fuck out of them. I'm going to absolutely slap their teeth out of their face.
right.
I am.
Well, you know,
because
Russell, what is going to take?
Just as well.
What's it going to take, Russell? It's going to have to take me, you, real people like us, to arm people that are like-minded like us and go out there and do it. That's what it's going to take. It's a small handful. You know?
Yep.
I've told you in Virgil, I'm right there beside you anytime. And I mean it. You know?
Well, I mean, I think it's coming to the point they will because, let's just for a moment, and I don't want to harp on it or anything like that, but let's take a close look at the 2020 election, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they want to say, well, you know, there's 11 million illegal in the country.
Sorry about that.
Well,
Something new to see.
I found a real news network that still goes just straight up news. I've just about stopped watching Fox. It's called OAN, One America News, and they do nothing but the news. They're young. They're out there. And, I mean, you don't have the grand scene. And all that kind of stuff that you do on the big networks, but you get straight news. I have not heard anything slanted one way or the other. And they have a illegal count that comes directly from the government, right?
Exactly.
Over 26 million.
Sorry about that.
Over 26 million illegals in this country. Now, the Democrats...
More than that.
And the Democrats will... These illegals will vote. Nobody's going to stop them. You get your driver's license, you get a voter registration card. You know, they're telling, you know, people, you don't understand. We saw this in Texas in the midterm election. We lost 4 or 5 House seats, and they were all in the areas of Texas where they have been flooded with illegal Muslims and other assorted foreigners. Right? We are losing our country through this. And that's what this whole thing has been about since day one, America.
This whole sham.
It's bringing in people to usurp the power of your vote. Let me
explain a few things, too, because this whole sham with the illegal immigration and all stuff, this is all a sham by the Democrats, okay, put on. They're putting on a show, wanting everybody
and
to feel sorry for them.
And Republicans, Joseph.
There's some Republicans too. Well, there's both parties doing it, but the worst ones are, you know, the progressives. And, you know, it's just for votes. That's all they're wanting, illegal votes to keep them in power. And everything. And here's the thing is that, you know, If the war starts in the United States, we'll be fighting them in here, including the Muslims. You know, we've said this too on our show. But to hear, you know, our border agents being downgraded and stuff, that's why they want to abolish the Border Patrol agents, so they could bring more in here. The only reason,
oh, yeah.
The only way they can stay in power is through them, because everybody else is waking up and they know it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to tell everybody right now, I'm so sick of some of these people, some of them are militia people going, hoorah, Texas, and hoorah, Texas, that. Let me tell you, I don't think I've ever been this ashamed of my state. They have bought in wholeheartedly to this dimwit habit.
Russell, we said this 2 years ago. They've been waiting in Mexico. The Muslims have been waiting in Mexico, waiting for the words to come into the United States. So when they do start, you know, they'll have their little army right there inside the United States. And here they are. They're here. They're here already. Probably about 10 or 15,000 of them. You know?
Oh, we
can't have them deported. We can't deport those poor things. They're starving and they're having a hard life and that bullshit. So some of them are dressed better than I am. You know? Lots of them look like they could lose a few pounds. Not being mean, but it's the truth. You know, and for God's sakes, man, you know, that man and his little girl, I feel sorry for what happened to them, but don't blame that on the United States. They were in Mexico when that happened, and the rivers there in Rio Grande have risen. The rivers here in Rio Grande, our part of town, it's almost up to the bridge. It's never been that high. So, yeah, if you cross that river, you're going to drown.
Well, and you have Democrats and Republicans alike to blame for it. I mean, we had both houses.
That's just all propaganda, Russell. It's just propaganda bullshit.
They did nothing. Paul Ryan would do nothing about this. The Senate that we have now will do nothing about this. They just sit there with their mouth shut, hoping that something will happen to President Trump.
Well, you're missing out. Russell, speak louder. Speak louder, brother. Speak louder, brother. Okay. You're muffled out. I can barely hear you again.
Okay, I kind of dropped my phone there a little bit. Sorry about that, folks. But as I was saying, you know, this is, you know, and I wish you people would fucking stop, okay? I really, really do with this. Oh, the Democrats, that tells me that you're not fucking paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
All right? The Republicans are just as deep in this bullshit as the Democrats, all right? So just stop that shit.
You're muffling again.
Okay. Just stop it.
You know, and that's true.
Stop it.
And that's true.
Stop it. Stop
that's
it.
True. I agree with
you
because...
My question
goes pretty deep. It's like you said a while back, there's probably about seven of them that's probably honest. Out of all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe smaller.
You think about that.
I have.
Those people in D.C. are not our leaders. This is our country. Y'all need to realize that. They have no right to do anything whatsoever to you in any way, shape, or form. But you people have gotten so stupid and so cowed down and so distracted about everything else. Oh, my God, what happens if the economy crashes? Well, you know what? You're the stupid somebody sitting there with $6,000 in credit card debt, you have nothing if the bankers decide, you know, or the IRS, the government decide you don't deserve it. You don't have nothing to fight with. You haven't made any preparations.
you are nothing more than fodder. You are cannon mm-hmm. fodder for what's coming. And you know mm-hmm. what? Nobody's going to miss you. Nobody's mm-hmm. going to miss you.
Exactly. Exactly, you know. But, you know, honestly, Russell, I still don't think we're going to make the election. I still don't see it.
Well, no,
I could be wrong, but I just don't see the elections happening.
Well, I tend to agree with you there because what we see would make one think to the contrary, but mm-hmm. Is it possible that the Democratic and the Socialist and stuff, is it possible that they are so incredibly fucking stupid that they think they actually have a chance to win the election?
Well, I'm glad you brought that in, because I was just going to say that, because, you know, after last week debate, really? After last week's debate, really? My car was broken down on the freeway that day when, I burned my fuel pump out. Well, actually, it was an electrical system in the fuel pump that burned out and everything. And I was kind of watching it, and I couldn't even stand to watch it for 5 minutes. I had to turn it off. I couldn't even watch the second debate either.
I can't believe that these people would really think that. I mean,
I have a question for you, Russell. Why the hell is Beto in Mexico? Why the hell is Beto in Mexico promoting for votes when he's not?
Because he's like 2% milk, you know.
Yeah.
But
to be honest with you guys out there, Beto's Spanish sucked. His Spanish sucked worse than what mine is. Not, you know. I'll be honest with you. I couldn't understand the word he was saying. Nobody could, you know. And stuff, you know. My mother-in-law was like, she used to make fun of me because I was trying to speak Spanish. But, you know, and I couldn't understand it better than I could speak it. I could not understand the word he was saying. He spoke it so horribly.
I mean, he's a stone cold idiot. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Yeah, but you know, too, and this is the thing I've been wanting to put out there is that you know, how can I word it? It's like this. It's just laughable, and, you know, the way they're doing things, they're already turning on each other, you know, during the debates and stuff. But come on, you guys. I'm sure even you slow, stupid fuckers out there can even see that. I can't explain it any other way. And the show's rated R, by the way, so I could say that word. And I don't cuss very often. But come on. I mean, wow, really? You know, and everything. But in a lot of ways, I don't think we have a lot to worry, but I think we do, because from what I could see, gathering info and data and everything, and hearing chitter chatters from my friends that are in Congress or running for Congress and tell me, you know, it's just, I just don't see the election officially actually happening. I think it's going to be canceled.
I got
friends in Congress that tell me, you know, they were even laughing. Even some of the Democrats were laughing. I mean, come on. If you got some Democrats laughing at Beto and all this, you know. I have to agree with Virgil. I wonder if Trump's paying them to be stupid.
I don't even know what to think anymore, Brad. I mean, this is so incredibly out of hand that I would not be surprised if we didn't make it to election. I'll just put it to you like that. because I mean,
I would be too.
There's no way these people honestly can believe they have a chance. I mean,
right.
I just don't see that. And they're claiming
right.
that 4 more years of Trump is the end of the world. So I guess we'll just have to see.
Right. You know, and but I tell you, there's a lot of things I agree with what Trump's saying. There's a few things I don't agree with, you know, and everything. But, you know, like we've been saying on the show, don't worship Trump as a god because he's not a god. He's just a man doing what we asked him to do out there. You don't have to agree with him. You don't have to like him, but you have to support our country, you know. And I support our country, and I support the president. And like with Russell, I agree and I disagree with some things. But I'm not going to sit there and put it down, you know, and stuff like that. But it's like, you know, I'll give you a good example. It's like with Standing Rock. I was talking about that the other day. You know, people want to know what that was about, you know, why were we involved and stuff. And I was like, well, you know, it wasn't to protest the president, but he was wrong for what he was doing.
You know, and while we're on the subject of the people who support the president, don't support the president, that sort of thing. You know, the one enigma in this whole thing that I am truly surprised about is that these never Trumpers, these Trump haters, whatever you want to call them, despite the job that this man has done, they have remained just as insane as the fucking Democrats. And I can't quite track on how that can be.
You know, and this is the way you got to look at it. You know, he puts his pants on one leg at a time. He's a man like everybody else, and he's going to make mistakes. We all do.
Yeah.
We just got to, you know, say, hey, Mr. President, you're kind of doing this the wrong way. He'll listen to you.
But my point being in that is that these people are just as relatively insane about that shit as the Democrats are. I mean, these people are way out there. And they call
they're ruthless.
Yeah, they consider themselves to be. They consider themselves to be Christians and patriots,
I got into an argument today with that same subject right there, Russell, that you just said. You know, they say, you know, they're questioning my patriotism. Like, I have to because you're not on the right side. You know.
That's a phenomenon within itself. Seriously, bro, they are absolutely as crazy filled with hate.
You're muffling, brother.
Ate up with this inexplicable hate of Trump that's just as bad as anything that freaking Democrats have.
I have to agree with the tactics and everything that I'm saying. He will win 2020 by manslide if this election goes through. And I think if I'm catching some of what I'm seeing, I don't know if you're seeing the same thing like I am or everybody else, but I think the government's going to try to catch the voter fraud. They're going to try to catch it somehow, and I think that's what's going to shut the elections down. This is why I'm saying I don't think we're going to get past the elections. You know, to explain myself a little bit clearer on that. And because with all the voter fraud going on, they're already planning it here in New Mexico with voter fraud.
Yeah.
With gerrymandering, you know, and everything. So, but anyhow, and I think that's what the setup is. And, you know, and by rights, they can call off the elections. You know?
No, because the Supreme Court ruled on that. So, I mean, this
speak a little louder, Russell.
I said, I don't think so, because the Supreme Court has already ruled on that. Just gerrymandering or whatever, you know. And Mark.
Well, do you think the Democrats and all of them are going to listen to the Supreme Court? They're going to do it anyway.
All that'll do is negate their vote. you know. They do something like that or whatever, that's fine. So their electoral votes won't even count. So all these big Democrat states, they won't count. So that just ensures more of a – that just ensures a victory in 2020 for Trump.
And by the way, guys, the national popular vote failed because they didn't get enough votes to stand behind it. Not enough states.
The what?
I said the national popular vote, they were trying to push down our necks and everything. Not all the states hopped on board with it. So that's not going to happen. Everybody, you told me not to worry about it and everything. You're right. They didn't get enough votes. Not enough states.
I hear you, man.
But see, and this is another way for set up for voter fraud, the popular votes.
We know that's going to be rampant. I mean, there's no denying that, you know.
It snuffs out my vote, snuffs out your votes, you know, and everything. So, and it's not right.
Well, you know, but then once again, you know, and we've gone over this 1,000 times on this show in a couple of years that I've been on here now or whatever. This has gone on and on and on and on. And it's not going to stop, people. We've said this 1,000 times on this show. What you allow to continue will continue. All right? And so you're going to sit there. You're going to do nothing. You think you're going to run vote. And I did my patriotic duty, and I voted. Well, guess what? Your vote doesn't mean shit anymore. And I don't know. Maybe you need to.
That's what happened in the
doctor.
Get you a prescription
for Grohacet.
Yep. Well, that's why the Democrats took the House, because everybody got relaxed. Oh, that's not going to happen. They didn't get out and vote, and look what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but like I said, I think now with all the blacks waking up, with all the Hispanics waking up, all the Asians waking up, I'm seeing a lot of movement in this. You know, they're all waking up. That's why they're pushing for this immigration, illegal immigration voting and everything, because Democrats know they lost a foothold in this.
You know, but and I see all the falsehoods that y'all putting at. You know my views on these rallies. That's the biggest waste of time and money you can do, because you ain't doing nothing but preaching to the fucking choir. And what people need to realize that...
Speak up a little bit more louder, Russell.
Okay, what people need to realize is that your vote won't count. Think of that. 26 million illegals, and they're going to have driver's licenses by all these states that give to you. And when you get your driver's license, you register to vote. So if only half of those illegal vote, that's 13 million votes. How many votes separated Clinton and Trump in the last
election? They were just saying today that Virginia, they had over...
Votes.
Yeah. Well, in West Virginia, they caught a bunch of voter fraud.
Yeah.
With the illegal votes.
Oh, yeah.
So,
And this is what we've been saying all along. This illegal surge is nothing other than the usurpation of the power of your vote. The American people won't elect them anymore. They need a permanent underclass. A class that is wholly dependent on the government to take care of them, and that is what they're getting. Am I wrong?
Nope, you're right. You're correct. You know, so, but I tell you, you know, it's getting down to nitty gritty and everything. We're almost like, see, this is what, July, August, September, October, November. We're about 4 months into the, you know, the elections for November for the governors and all that and everything. But, you know, well, the big tell is going to come in 2020 and everything for we go to the voting and stuff. But I recommend, you know, for voting and all that, Russell, I'd recommend with this new ID Act that they have, that we have on us now, now that everybody's got their updated driver's license with a star on it, have those required at voting booths. You know?
With driver's license with a star on it, what's that?
That's a new ID compliance law that's been passed. Actually, your state should have did it too. It's for it's a new ID Act law that came into effect, and I'm actually glad they did it this way. It's where you have a star on it. You can't get into any government buildings, on a plane, or anything without that. You can't even get into the Social Security offices without that. Yeah. So it's a brand new ID, driver's license ID.
That's
how they. I think.
ID.
Well,
yes,
what it is.
Wrong with you?
No, what that is, Russell, it snuffs out the illegals. It snuffs out
bullshit.
The illegals. The
bullshit.
Illegal driver's license and stuff, I think. You know, that's what I think. That's what I think. I didn't like to.
Star on their driver's license like everybody else.
Right. Well, I didn't like this ID act myself, but I had to do it in order to go to the Social Security office and stuff. But you know,
that's
everything.
New Mexico, right?
Yes, all over basically. New Mexico, Georgia, Dallas. I think Dallas did it, and everything. Because in order to get on the plane, you have to. This will go to effect in January. So in order to get on a plane, you have to have that ID.
Yeah, there you go,
big brother.
Y'all should be
proud of yourself. I could barely hear
you,
brother.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Big brother, should be proud of yourselves.
Yeah, you didn't know that? I wasn't happy. We were trying to fight this, but we had it forced on us, you know?
I haven't
really
seen that anywhere.
You know, I didn't vote for this.
Bullshit. There ain't no national
right.
law been passed for that. There's no federal law. That's got to be local
right.
or state or something.
Right.
Wow. But, everybody should fight that because that's a national ID card. The government will have full run and control over those things.
You're muffling again, brother.
I said that is nothing but Big Brother right there. That's a national ID card is what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, you know, and everybody's required to have it and stuff. So.
No.
But we all had to update our license up here. So, but,
that's got to be New Mexico. I know it's not.
Believe me, brother, I was mad. A lot of us were mad as hell over that. You know, we were mad over as hell.
You complained.
No, I was surprised.
I was not surprised at all.
You know, was not surprised.
But
so.
Joseph, you missed the point. They can pass any law they want, but you don't have to comply on something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But every one of y'all did. Yes, okay, yes, government. Here it is. I have my pretty little communist star on my driver's license now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
It, that's part of the problem. People comply to these unconstitutional laws.
Mm-hmm.
Because
if
you don't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't.
Yeah,
do
you
this,
can't even go
can't.
To the courthouse. You can't even go to
so
a walk would, in a courthouse without it, you know?
So why would you
or
want
go
to
into,
the courthouse?
Well, if you have to go in and pay a ticket or something, you can't go in. Without that.
Well, that's on them. You just tell them, hey, I couldn't pay my ticket. I couldn't get to the courthouse.
Right. Oh, that's what you think I was mad about. I was arguing about it for the last couple months there. Remember when I was arguing about that? We were all, because it was like we couldn't afford the new license or afford, we had to have a passport and everything. It was like, what the fuck do we have to have passports for?
Yeah.
You know?
Even passport, you know.
I can't afford a $200 passport. I didn't get that. It's just, I said, fuck it. I ain't going to, you know, let them pay for that for me if they can afford it.
Yeah.
But wow,
you know?
that's really sad.
That's really sad that the people
right.
in Mexico allow that to happen. That's sad.
Yeah. Oh, look at the governor we got. You know, well, just Monday, they passed that damn carbon tax, so everything went up. Gas went up, cost of living went up.
How much did your gas go up?
Oh, over here, it's gas right now is $2.49 a gallon. That's because of the holidays.
That ain't bad.
It was at $1.89 there.
Oh, really? From
$1.89
to
$2.49?
$1.89.
Overnight?
Wow.
I bought gas last week. It was last Sunday. I actually bought some bad gas and was burned out in my fuel pump. But I bought gas for $1.29 a gallon. I was like, hell, I haven't seen it that cheap in a long time, so I thought they got gas. Bad mistake. It was watered down gas, you know. But even diesel here is cheap. I was telling Rutko about it the other day, and he was asking me what it was. I go, $3 a gallon.
Wow. Well, I guess so that's pretty close to what it is around here. It's about $3 a gallon.
What's it over there? What is it there? What is it in Houston?
Diesel is about $3, $2.99,
$2.89. Yeah, it's about the same. It's about the same
as it is. Gas here right now. Gas is, it's a wide variety, but I'd say the average gas price in Houston right now probably around $2.40, something like that.
That's not too bad, so... Compared to $2.50 a gallon.
But that's something I've never understood. We have all the fires. You know,
I think after 4th of July, because of the holidays, I think gas prices were brought back down. You know, that's normal. But I think it'll go way down again and everything, but... No, they taxed their cigarettes went up here. So I was paying $3 a pack. Now I'm paying $4. You know, after reservation. But you go to the store, I buy you a pack. They're like about $7 or $8.
That's what they are here in Houston. That shit's just stupid, man. I mean, a pack another fancy eater, just a box of Marlboro costs $7.50, you know.
Oh, go to California, you'd be paying $25 for one pack.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I had a cousin who just told me that the other day. He was like, can you smuggle me in some cigarettes from over there? I go, yeah, if I could, if I don't get caught. You know? So, but everything, here's the other tax that added on to that carbon tax is anything you order offline. They'll tax you for it. It's double.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They were thinking about doing that nationwide. I think they were thinking about doing it here in Texas, too. I don't know if that passed, but you know what? I really don't have a freaking problem with that. That's one thing.
Well,
I
don't either, but it kind of digs into your pocket when you can't afford it. You know?
Well,
it's like Block Talk. I'll give you an example. Block Talk went up because normally we pay $39 a month for the 2 hour. Well, for $39 a month, now we get an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So for 2 hours, you're going to pay $100 for 2 hours. So, you know.
Well, what you call it? What I was going to say about taxes on it, I don't like taxes.
period. But that being
roommate was saying, what we need to do, like she was saying, she made sense. What we all need to do around the United States, put yourself exempt and don't pay taxes.
I've been saying that for years. You would have no time flat. I mean, they would have an absolute cow. And, you know, that would be a nice little nonviolent start to the revolution, you know. But people aren't going to do that because they are enslaved. And are you listening to me?
I've put myself
exempt
for years when I was working, Russell, and I could tell you, at the end of the year, you'll get all that money back. Just put yourself exempt on her. You know?
Well, I don't know about that part of it, because, I mean, you still don't have to pay, you know, when you turn in your deal, if you don't have whatever, you're still going to pay. But what I'm saying is, if enough people did it, it would make a big difference. It would get their attention. But back to what I was saying about the internet shopping, I think, and you know, I'm one of the most opposed people you'll ever run across to taxation. Taxation of any kind is fucking theft. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to that topic, if our brick-and-mortar stores are forced to pay taxes, there's no way you should be able to buy shit online and not pay taxes. That is the government showing favoritism to one part of the economy or commerce or whatever you want to call it than the other. And like brick-and-mortar stores, all right? I'm not gonna go online and buy a fucking pair of boots. I want to see how they feel on my feet. I don't want some That's like you see the picture of the hamburger. Oh, my God, you let's go eat there and get that son of a bitch. That's a picture. All right? I'm a brick-and-mortar store kind of guy. Now, there's some stuff I do order online, but most of the time, especially when it comes back to tactical stuff, I'm not going to buy it online. I want to see it.
Rarely do I order online as well, but it's like the other day. I had to order this part because I burned out the electrical system that goes into the fuel pump. The wire is kind of burned out. So I had to order this part because out of AutoZone, they wanted $500 for it. Okay. I was like, well, shit, you know, I can't afford that. So me and Trish looked online. Hell, I got the same part online at Amazon for $60. And I get it in 6 days. So I saved myself a lot of money, you know. But it's the same part.
Exactly. There's times when online stuff is definitely the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. You know, it's not fair that you shouldn't have to pay taxes because that puts brick and mortar stores at a distinct disadvantage. And, you know, if we're going to be fair, let's be fair. You know, and that is coming from somebody who thinks that all taxation is set. The government has no right. The government has no right, absolutely no right, to any of your money. And as a matter of fact, the 18th Amendment was never fully ratified, so I don't even know how it can be a friggin' law or an amendment to the Constitution.
Okay, so if that happened during Lyndon B. Johnson, then he the one that did that?
No, that was not, oh my God, which,
Oh, was that a little bit before him?
That was the really
was it Eisenhower?
President. No, it was Eisenhower. This goes back to 19.
I was somewhere in the 20th century.
I want to say it was shortly after the First World War, and it was just going to be temporary to pay off the war debt, right?
Yep.
You know, America, listen to me, okay? All right.
Right.
When I was growing up.
Well, I tell you what, Russell,
when I was.
But,
Go ahead.
I was going to say we got about 50 minutes left, but if you want to cut it short tonight, we can. Instead of going on break, but we'll talk for about another 10, 20 minutes. And if you want to go, I'll go ahead and go off air, we can. Then come back Monday and everything. But go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Okay. America, listen to me carefully. I want to tell you exactly when the banksters and the ruling class took over our economy. Okay, listen to me carefully. I grew up. All right, let me put it to you like this. I was a teenager in the 1970s. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So was I.
All right. We were still. Mm-hmm. On the gold standard for our currency.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you tracking with me now, America? The dollar was actually worth something, all right? And I remember my parents and my uncles, especially my uncles, my dad, having a fit because the budget, the national budget, hit $1 billion. $1 billion. That was in the 70s. The early 70s, and everybody was having fit.
Well, hell, Russell, $50 back then was like $300. Just
well, let me finish what I let, let, let me finish what I
Go
said.
Ahead.
All right, you know, oh my God, how can it take $1 billion to run the American economy? And that was with the military. We had the war going on. And you could buy a brand new big block, 4-speed Corvette for $3,000. You could buy a house for $20,000, $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
Along comes.
Well, hell, I remember I bought a brand new Trans Am for $4,000. Right off the showroom floor.
Along comes Richard Nixon. He was absolutely a tool for the globalists, and he takes America off the gold standard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, and if you'll look back, our money used to be a reserve in a silver certificate.
Yep.
It was backed by silver and gold. Now it is no more than a promissory note. All right? So, basically, what we've been running with is monopoly money. So, monopoly money has no value. So from let's say 1975, that whole Nixon thing was like 73, I think somewhere around there. Let's say from 75, to 2005. All right, that's 30 years. So we're here 40-plus years from when we went off the gold standards, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That same
house,
that same car, that car would cost you brand new on a showroom floor, the best, fastest muscle car you could buy on the road, has gone from $3,000 to $70,000.
$40,000. Yeah, or $40,000
nowadays. No, you're not buying a Corvette for $40,000. That $25,000 house now is now $200,000, $250,000. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is what's happened to our economy. And what has happened during that time? Who has made all the money off this? Nothing but banksters. You know why? Because you couldn't save up and buy that car. You pay cash for that car.
Exactly.
You can't save up and pay cash for that house. All right? Everything has gotten so completely inflated that now you have to go to the bank and beg them for what you need. And that's how they control your life. They control your life through credit.
Yep. And credit destroys your life in the long run if you don't get you pay anything off, you know. But
and I don't understand it, America. Please wake up and see how enslaved you are. Please.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Think about this. think about this. I mean,
all federal patrol.
You know, look. I mean, look. And look at you where you are now. Oh yeah, you're making big bucks. And by normal standards, I make a very good living. Okay, all right. Six figures. And I'm supposedly living the American dream. And let me tell you something. And this is straight up fact, all right? I lived better in 1980 making $300 a week than I do now in America making $2,000.
I was just talking about that
week.
The other day. I was just talking back then, I started back in 1980s to 1990s, I was making roofing. I was bringing about, back in 85, 86, I was working in a steel plant. I was making $23 an hour. That was good money.
Oh,
in 1995, I was roofing, bringing home $1,500 a week. Making damn good money. You know, and they're now, shit. Be lucky if you get that. You know,
well,
and everything.
You know,
but,
like I said, I make, but my point was, I make more money now than I ever did. But due to what it costs to live in America now, because of everything that goes on, the taxation, the bankster theft, the interest rates they are allowed to charge you, which they just pulled these motherfuckers out of thin air. There's no kind of regulations on it. The banks are borrowing their money from the Federal Reserve that just sit there and they print money the same way Marvel prints comic books. All right, they print this. It has no real world value. It is printed paper. All right.
Yep.
They sit there. The banks borrow this for 2%. Now they're going to charge you. They're going to charge you on a
credit card 5 or 10% interest.
they're going to charge you anywhere from 5 to 30% interest. So they charge it. There's no regulation. They are allowed by
the thing with that, Russell,
to steal you completely blind. And part of it is your fault because you buy into this myth that you have to live such a way to be successful. See,
that's the same thing, Russell,
matrix that you're living in.
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing, Russell, like my car dealership was telling me. Yeah, you know, that's like we go out to these car dealers like Ford or anything like that, and you go out and you want to buy a car, you're going to pay that high interest rate because they don't want you to make it. They want you to fail. You know, and everything. And I agree with that because, you know, you remember when I got stuck with that truck that I bought and I got stuck with, you know, 10 years of paying high interest rates before you make the first payment. You know, and everything, you know. But I went and bought this car I got now. I went down and bought it. And I only paid $100 interest, and I even car's paid off now, you know, and everything. But he's right. These, you know, people like that, banks and all that, they want you to fail. They don't want you to succeed because they want to own you.
Oh, yeah. You know, they
you know?
Do that. And you live, and you constantly live, and it's all part of the deal. You constantly live under the threat of losing everything that you have because it's all bought on credit with fake fucking Monopoly money, and you live under the threat of losing everything you got if you don't conform to what the government wants you to do.
Exactly.
If you don't conform there, the government's going to come down on you, and then the bank's going to have every reason in the world to come take everything they've loaned to you or gave you on credit and stuff like that. I mean, it was ridiculous, man.
You know, it's like
homes.
You said a while back.
People, how many times
you think that house is paid for?
Lose their homes?
I was just going to bring that up. Paid off.
Yeah.
The economy crashes.
I was just
going to
say that.
The banks come and repossess their home. And 25 years of dedicated payments on that house disappear, and they sell it to the next person.
Because they want you to fail. They want to own it. They want to own you, you know, and everything. But I tell you, you know, but no, but I'm glad that we were able to come back on the air tonight and everything, and stuff. We'll be back on the air again Wednesday night and everything. And I'm going to try to get some good people to come on the show. I've been thinking about having them come on that you would like and everything. And these people that I know that are running for Congress, they're very good friends of mine up in Atlanta, Georgia, and everything. So I might have them on the show and stuff and hear their ideas and everything. I think it'd be a good idea. I was talking to them, so come on, you know, have you come on the show, let people ask you questions. Stuff, just questions that aren't written on paper, you know, already. Let them debate you. And I think that'll be fun, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
So we might be doing that and stuff. But, you know, but today, you know, we have good reasons for celebrating our freedom and everything, you know. And today I was proud. I mean, I haven't seen a celebration like that in many years and everything, you know, and stuff. But for all of you liberals, anti-American people out there that were crying about it today, you know, live with it. this is our freedom. This is our day to celebrate what America is about. And, you know, you want to burn our flags and everything. Antifa, I saw that today, Russell, before Antifa got busted. They tried to pull that crap with the acid and everything, and they did burn the flag. And CIA moved in on them and arrested every one of them. You know, that was like right on. It's about time somebody did something with them, you know, and everything. But, you know, they want to go out and say, we're radical, we're violent. And everything, no, it's far left, like Antifa and them. They're the ones that are violent. They're the ones that bring in all this hatred and stuff in. And I'm actually starting to see all that go away. Have you noticed? You don't see Black Lives Matters after protesting like they used to? Because they're kind of like figuring things out. You don't see, you know, and stuff like that. You know, then they're kind of like staying quiet. You know?
Well, you know, I don't know if I put much faith in all that, because I think that the left has their army now. They've been steadily importing them across our southern border, especially the last few months. If this has been allowed to go on, the border could have been shut down. It was not. That is a complete and utter failure on President Trump. There ain't ways, no doubting that. And these people have been allowed to flood in 100,000.
Well, I believe Mexico stepped in about 15,000 of their troops and everything. Well, the flow here, I could tell you, so they have stopped a lot since they've ordered the military troops in Mexico and stuff. It has stopped tremendously. I mean, we're not overwhelmed like we was and everything, but we're still got the people that did come in and everything, and, you know, that's overwhelming the system and stuff a little bit, but they're all fixing to get deported. Pretty, from my understanding, in about 3 days, they're going to be deported out. So, and stuff, but I tell you, you know, at least Mexico kind of stepped up there and did what had to be done and everything, you know, so they're finally doing their part. But, you know, let me tell you, the one thing you all can do out there, pray for America. Get out, you know, get out there, do your part, get involved, you know, and everything. So, you know, it doesn't take much to do so. I mean, look at me. I'm not bragging or anything, but me and my friend Audrey, we put a little rally together. We got our message across and everything and stuff. So they heard us, the governor heard us and stuff, so. You know, that's the step. But there's a lot more to it than just that. Like Russell said, some rallies don't work. Rallies do not work. But if you get your message across, you got it across. But what I was nervous about, Russell, was we were hearing Antifa and these liberals were going to ransack us out there. Well, only six of them showed up. And there are many old people. old liberal, you know. And I was laughing my ass off. I was like, wow, we were worried about that, you know, and everything. But, you know, my hat's off to Audrey. She did a pretty good job. And but I doubt if they ever put another rally together because it really physically and mentally drains you. It really does. It takes a lot out of you and everything. So, but I was proud of myself that we accomplished and got our message across and got on the governor's nerve. She didn't like what I had to say. So, and that was put out there, you know, that was on the news media and everything. So, but I did get some backlash on that. But anyhow, we'll be back Thursday night. Roger will be here with us. And also, I want to say my condolences to Lucretia and to Dave. Their grandmother passed away Sunday. And everything.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to say condolences to him and his family and everything.
Nice.
She finally passed away. She died. She died in her sleep and stuff. So she did. She died peacefully. And we knew it was coming the way she was, you know, from the way Dave and Lucretia was telling us. And me and Virgil was trying to help him out and everything. So, but I want you to let you know that Christian and Dave, our hearts are with you, and we all love you and everything. So we're going to go ahead and close the show a bit early. So if you want, we'll be back Monday night. Join, tune in, same time at 7 p.m. and everything. And, you know, let's just keep up the good fight. So we haven't got licked yet. So, but, you know, just got to keep fighting and everything. So, Russell, anything you want to say before we sign off?
No, I'd just like to wish everyone a happy 4th of July. And before your end nights there, I know the works have started and going on, but just take a quick moment this evening to remember the heroes that didn't make
mm-hmm.
it home. They paid the ultimate sacrifice for this thing called freedom.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I'm
glad you brought that up. I'm one of
them.
Mm-hmm.
And thank them.
I'm glad you brought that up because there's something I did. I almost forgot about it, but I'm going to bring it up now. You know, those rainbow flags that the LBG's flying over, the POW memorials and all that, those rainbow flags, they don't mean nothing. And I got banned on Facebook for 30 days because of what I said. But here's the thing, guys. Nobody died for that flag. Nobody sacrificed themselves for that flag. Our soldiers, our men who went into war, fought and died for the American flag, not a rainbow flag. And yes, it's a flag, and it's a unicorn flag. That's why I got kicked out of Facebook because I said that. But, you know, that flag has no meaning. The American flag does because people like Russell, Virgil, and my other friends that served, they fought for our freedoms. So the flag has a lot of meaning to me behind it. That's what it means to me, not a damn rainbow flag.
And the real heroes are the guys that didn't come home. They paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And just take a moment, think of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of families that are affected. There's a lot of kids there. A lot of families celebrating this 4th of July without mom or dad being there because they paid that price. So that we can do things like this. And just take a moment, raise your beer, your whiskey, whatever to them, and just say thank you, and you're not forgotten. That's all I got. Good night, America.
All right. Good night, brother. I'll see you Monday night. Good night, America. Happy 4th of July. And get out there, pop the fireworks, and celebrate. And we'll see you Monday night. Good night, everybody.
The end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-goin' dry.